Welcome to Harvest World Assembly, where the word comes like fresh bread from the ovens of heaven. And as you listen to God's servant, Pastor Gwenga Shafe, keep these words as they purify you in this journey of destiny.
From verse 15 all the way down to 18, three verses. Hallelujah. He is the image of the invisible God that are in heaven, that are in the earth, visible and invincible. Whether they be thrones, dominions, principalities, powers, all things were created by him and for him. And he is before all things, and by him all things consist. He is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have preeminence. Wonderful, marvelous are the works of my God. Great is your name.
Wonderful, marvelous
are thy works
of my God.
Say wonderful,
wonderful, marvelous
are thy
works of my God. Great is your name.
Kale marabaya dasotaya
mala.
One more time, come on, declare it.
Say wonderful, wonderful,
marvelous,
the works of the Lord. Great is your name.
Wonderful,
marvelous,
worship us. Say wonderful. Together and bless the Lord, King of kings, Lord of lords, the I am that I am, the most high God, the most excellent, the most beautiful, the most awesome. Hallelujah.
Oh,
Hallelujah. Please take your seats in Jesus' name. Now, permit me, in case you thought that I just needed to sing, that to remind you that there is a protocol for coming before the king. Hallelujah. There is a protocol. And from the gate, you must be seen to be excited. There was a man that stood before the king. He was a cupbearer and his countenance was very dull. And they said, you cannot stand before the king. If your countenance is dull, you'll be killed. In fact, it was so serious in those days, you cannot even come before him if you are not invited. So it's not just about your dance. So they must be feeling your energy from the gate. Even when something so terrible has happened, they must see that there is a grateful heart at the gate. And when you are coming, the angels are learning new dancing steps from you. Hallelujah. I said the angels are learning new dancing steps. You said this is how we do it in Nigeria. You are in heaven, you don't know what's going on. In Nigeria, this is how we do it. Amen. Then they say, okay, show us. Say, come in, the Father is waiting. Amen. Your Father is waiting to see you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen and amen. Now, last week we started to a conversation around the supernatural realm. And we started talking about dunamis, right? Aha. Uh-huh. So this is still a continuation of that series, but we'll go a bit deeper. So that scripture that we read, I want to start a conversation. Now, I don't know how far this will take us, but we try to be time conscious and also to touch on some things. Now, I want to bring out certain elements from the verse we read. And I want you to jump back to verse 16. Now, this week, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, 6 to 7 p.m., we are going to be teaching on YouTube only. So you want to find your way still along these lines. You know, this is not a regular church, so we have to train. Because there is a storm that is coming. There is something that is coming globally upon the world and upon Christians. And only those who are trained will be conscripted to solve that problem. So you cannot afford to be a regular church member. You cannot afford to be a regular church member where all the pastor does is pray and you say amen. It will not work. What is coming now? We will need men, not babies. The scripture says that for by him were all things. Come on, say all things. All things created. And you will understand the significance of that now. Things that are in heaven. And please pay attention to the details. Say there are things in heaven. Things that are on earth. There are things that were created, but they are visible and some invisible. Which means that just because you cannot see them, does not mean they don't have their own existence. Science trains us to appreciate only what we can taste, see, or feel. The spiritual realm tells us that there are things we cannot feel, taste, touch, relate with, but they exist. And you must understand the Bible position around this thing so that you don't begin to follow New Age practices and Freemasons. Like a brother that I was involved with recently, he joined the Freemasons, you know, and he was a Christian, speaks in tongues, but they said he must join to be able to get a type of contract with the federal government. Do you understand what I'm saying? It's real. It's here. It's not. I'm not talking about America. I'm talking about Africa, Nigeria. Say we can give you one a contract of 100 billion. That's not a problem, but we cannot give it to outsiders. It took him abroad to initiate it. Unfortunately, when he was asking his pastor, this is what they are saying, you know, the pastor said, just go with the flow. That's what the pastor said. But the pastor is very popular on Instagram. And people always like, God bless you. God, when he preaches, people say, but he was encouraging someone to go with the flow. He did not say join. He said, go with the flow. What does go with the flow mean? Join now is just an association. You know, it's just a club of gentlemen. Before they ask you to come and join something, ask them, who started this thing? I will not mention names, but there's a popular religious body that mimics Christianity. They have their own Bible.
they wrote their own Bible. The founder of that organization is a Freemason. Well, we'll come back another day. The brother went there while they were doing the initiation. You know the things they say there. When they, you don't know the power of an initiation. Those of you that are accountants or engineers, I think you are made to take a particular oath. Does it happen for lawyers too? At the final stage, you take a oath to defend the Federal Republic of Nigeria. But the problems of Nigeria, the major problems are politicians and lawyers. But they swore that they would defend the common man. But now you have to pay your house rent. If you defend the common man, you will die. You will not be rich. You have to go for those who have real problems. Those who can pay 25 million without arguing. They take a oath. Have you seen how strange some of those oaths are? Even when you take those oaths, you are like, ah, what is this? It's like you've never taken, the way people are quiet, like you've never taken any professional oath. Who has taken a oath here before? In your line of duty. You see, I told you they are not here. When you take those oaths, it's somehow, right? You pledge your allegiance, you do, for what? On top of association. Just to be a doctor, you swear. When I was giving my doctorate, they told us to say some words. I did not say it. Because it was looking like I've joined. I said, I was looking at my wife. We were chatting with each other. I said, hi. You see, mention her name. I pledge. No. The thing was too strong. I could not see it. I was like, I'm going to give my certificate. Because later, the thing was like a ritual. I'm not lying, though. Like a ritual. And you will know where I'm going, though. That boy was being conscripted. While they were saying those things, he became afraid. He did not know when he shouted, in Jesus' name! In Jesus' name! The priest was so angry. I will not mention the country, but they speak English there. Like if you mention two countries in the world where they speak in one of those countries. The boy screamed and his face was bound. So he could not even see the people initiating him, but they were white. So the priest got very upset and said, take him out of here. Didn't you educate him before bringing him here? The boy said, well, calm down. Just go through it and you'll be okay. Nothing's going to happen to you. The boy said, I'm scared. Take me back. My pastor deceived me. Take me back. As they were going, the priest called him back. He said, you must know that for anyone who takes this oath and does not complete it, there will be consequences. It's like what happens to many people today. They listen, but they are not hearing you. It's like the boy did not understand. The boy landed in Nigeria. They told him his wife had died. Marriage of 3 years. Because of how much? 25 billion contract. Who killed you? You know, you can imagine sitting in your house. And people say, and I saw her yesterday. She was looking so happy. So looking so healthy. The boy, he will not be able to say that the death of that woman is not behind him. You will know where I'm going, no? And this, I'm not talking about the year 1989. You know, when I was born, they used to say something that, for those of you who skin your head, that, you know, I got an award in my fellowship in Redeem because my hair was always shiny. I skinned it from the beginning of the semester. It's so shiny. I don't need to cut it for the next 2 months. And my zonal coordinator praised me because I was fervent. I'm not distracted. I don't need comb. I don't need it. Just wear my clothes. I'm going to fellowship. He said, look at that brother. Stand up. Clap for him. I got an award. But in 1980, 1970, if you cut your hair like that, you are suspected of having done rituals. Some of you did not. Brother Pat, have you heard this yourself before? So I can't be lying. You know me, I don't lie. That's what they say before they now chop you. Do you know that this brother came back? His wife died. It was a lot happened in a space of short time. Now, the money he labored for privately before going to the court, the enemy took it. The one they would have given him, they did not give him. As I speak to you, this brother, and I'm talking about somebody who bought Formatic. I'm not talking about a broke person. I'm talking about somebody who not only bought Formatic, he bought it for other people. He's currently a truck driver. earning 4,000 naira every day. You want to follow Satan? That's what it will cost you. So I was introduced to the case. But I told him, I said, I don't want to see him yet. So I want you to imagine. Now, it is not enough for you to be in a church. You must know what your pastor is extremely good at. Not motivational message. You can go to Lagos Business School for that one. Because the things that are staring at you now, the scripture said there are things that are seen. There are things that are invincible. Others took a plane, went to the US for vacation. 1 week, came back. Oh man, we had took pictures, took videos. Somebody went there only to come back to meet a dead woman. 3 years old marriage. What are you talking about? You think Satan is playing? You are the one who thinks Satan is on social media. Social media is a recruiting point. I'm talking about a supernatural realm. Don't play. So today I want to major on principalities. We are going to take this teaching. We are going to break it down till I'm tired. Then when we are through, we'll do concert, we'll sing. Now look at that scripture. Put up that scripture again. Now I want you to look very clearly at your screen. It says there are things that are visible and invisible. Can you see that? Now look at the breakdown. It says whether there be what? Now, say one. Then, thrones or what? Dominion, say two. Or principality, say three. Or power, say four. Now, this is the structure of the supernatural realm from God's side. There is a structure of the supernatural realm from the side of Satan. But before God, the systems God put in place, this is the structure. The scripture says, all things were created for what? By him and for him. Are you still here or you've gone? Now, let me just give you this one, but we'll come back and let's speak in tongues for a while. Look at the word thrones is the word that is interpreted in the Greek, thronos. Thronoi. The word dominion is the word kriotitis. So if you need a business name, you have one. The word principality is the word achai, like achai. A-R-C-H-A-I. And that's what we are going to focus on. And the word powers here is the word exousia. We give me all my desires. Any, we give me all my desires. I will arise, delight myself in the Lord, and he will give me all my desires. The word principalities, achai, akai, however you choose to pronounce it, means the beginning or rulers. This is the beginning of God's structure. Or rulers. It also means rulers. It's the same word from where you get principal. Principalities. Principal. It is also the root word from where you get princes. Are we together? Princes. Now, let me tell you, in the supernatural realm, a prince like this is higher than a king on earth. A prince in the British kingdom is the son of a king or a queen. In the spiritual realm, a prince is an office. It's not just a direct protege of a king. So there is an office for the prince. He can bind, he can loose. He can restrain, he can restrict, he can release. And principalities are one of such categories that God has established. And can I tell you, because we are looking first of all at principalities from God's side of eternity. So here I am telling you that there are creatures, there are beings that God created, and their jurisdiction is what? Principalities. So what does it mean? They mean rulers. They mean first. The first. They mean origin. That word, achai, means origin. It means first. It means beginning. It means rulers. If you don't understand the nature of a spirit, you may not know how to engage. And you will be struggling and saying, but pastor, I prayed. These are not demons. Principalities are not demons. They have demons that work for them. These are ruling spirits. Spirits that fell with Satan. I hope you know there are two categories of there were two rebellions mentioned in the Bible. First of all, there was the initial rebellion of those who, a third of the angels, went with Satan when they rebelled against God. Alright? And they were cast out. Those ones who were cast out were the ones who began to occupy some of the planetary bodies, what we know today as the second heavens. But there are some, there's another category that came down. They were watchers. God told them to watch the earth and give him daily reports. But they came to watch women. You women don't know how powerful you are. That's why I don't know how a brother in his mind, you just believe you are so anointed that you can resist the power of a woman. It's because she's not ready for you. If that lady is interested in you, you are gone. Just run to the church and hold on to the horns of the altar. Women made angels sin. Where are you? You that you are still struggling with your prayer life. They say, pray. Say, see, my first I was praying for 2 hours. Women, they are powerful. You don't know nothing. The reason why you are boasting is because they have not shown. If the day they show their interest, you just start running to the church. Fly, don't run. Fly and land here. Break the door, come in and hold on to this pillar here. I say, I will die here. I will die here. If you stay there and say, I bind you, you will be the one that will be bound. You are very powerful beings. You don't know. We don't know. And we have not seen anything. They are coming. Don't say glory to God though, because women are very powerful. Whether the young one, that 8-year-old girl, who knows how to manipulate her father and get what she wants. So that all my friends have phones. All my friends have phones. I said, what type of phones are they? They say iPhone. When I was your age, I dreamt of other things, not phones. And why you are saying, no, I want to train my child. Everybody in the neighborhood, in the estate are already, you see their children on the phone. Everybody with phones, and not just phones. So the list is Samsung, the recent one. So, and I will explain what's going on. So a time will come, you just notice that even when the child is born, part of the naming ceremony gifts will be the latest phone, not iPhones, will be the latest phone. Because those are the time. And I will tell you how that thing, why that thing is going to happen. I will explain to you. It's in this message. So when we talk about principalities, we are not talking about, you see those second category, they were bound. Peter tells us they were bound and kept in chains till the day of God's judgment. But you see those spirits that left, those angels that left with Satan, not all of them were warrior angels. There are departments in heaven. There is a department called wisdom. There are departments called goodness and mercy. There are departments that have certain kinds of angels that work there. Not all of them carry swords. Many of these angelic beings were convinced and they went with Satan. They taught men all kind of wickedness. They taught men how to rebel against God. Some of them were located as regional principalities, continental principalities, subcontinental principalities. Then they have demons that report to them. If your family in your location are from Isialangwa or from Ohafia or from Tema in Ghana, if your family is very significant, and what those demons do, what those spirits do is that they come to your area and they scan. which one among these children is strong, is going to be strong? How do they know? They look at patterns. They look at your way of life. They look at the one that only likes to play, not read, not study. They look at the one who is reckless and always wants to smoke and drink. They look at patterns. Say, this one will be weak. This is the weak link. This one is the strong one. They will. So their job is to, because of this, the significance of your family in your area, to conquer the strong one. If they conquer the strong one, they enslave the next generation. Then with time, they perpetuate themselves. So you cannot just come as a pastor and say, I arrest all you spirit. You arrest them. Do you know them? They've been here for 500 years. And what they do is that they withhold history from you. You will not have access to the history of your family. Many of us sitting here don't know anything about our grandparents, great-grandparents. We only know at best your grandparents, at best. But they will never tell you what is happening in that family. There are things they have taken away. There are secrets that are locked away that you are too happy, you are so excited seeing grandpa, you will never ask him, what was your life like growing up? There are secrets there. Many of our parents, grandparents were taken to shrines. They were taken to play. They were given incisions on their head, somewhere on their back. And they said it was for protection, but it was a registration fee. Satan will never tell you, don't go to church. He will only provide, he will make an offer to you. And he will never tell you what you will pay. The only idea you need to remember is that we are here to help you. But what they want to do is to break the backbone of the strong one. The one in the family that can declare the deliverance of the family, they will take him and bring him down. And even in your family today, if you look well enough, among your siblings, you will know who that strong one is. Yes. Sometimes you think location is the problem. No, it is destiny. Star. Star. The star controls everybody. What you came with when you were born, you will be in the house. Like some people, you just stay in the house. You are not even trying to get a job. They will bring a job to you because of strength. There may be someone else. If we apply. They will keep telling him, the only job we have is for 25,000 naira in 2025. And for you to know that this is a curse, you will see your colleague that graduated together in that same office, 700,000. They're like, this is my colleague. Sorry, you did not come together. How do you know if you are dealing with some of these very strong patterns? You will see people that don't measure up to you doing better than you. You will see it. That is the first sign. And I just say to you, if you like, live inside the White House in America. If principalities are responsible for your family, they will determine what happens to you. The president will see everyone. Oh, how you doing? You good? He will never ask you, so what are you doing? He will never ask you. And if he tries to help you, he will fall sick. Principalities are real. God has a system for princes to rule territories. But can I tell you, how many countries do you know today that is governed by an angelic prince from the Lord? Amen. Do you know of anyone? Israel? No, sir. What Israel is benefiting now is 1/100 of God's covenant with Abraham. If you go to Israel, they have homosexual laws. They prefer homosexuals to Christians. In Israel, it's not a crime to be homosexual in Israel. They have gone against God's law. So the spirit that is there cannot be God. And one of the ways you will know the spirits that are in a land is through the laws that they pass. Please hear what I'm saying. Are you here? And let me tell you now, you may call it a prophecy, call it the wishful, careless, reckless thinking of a madman. But we'll be here. Though some years ago, some people came to the House of Assembly and appealed that an homosexual law should be passed. They are coming back. Just be watching your TV screen. They are coming. And if intercession is not made, they will get it. I did not say they will not get it. I say if we are not ready, they will get it. In this land, in this Lagos, you will see people that will stand and be married. Men and men. In this Lagos, you will see it. It's law. Everything is law. Law. Once the law is passed, you cannot do anything against it. So you must hear this type of message and prepare. If you know that the ruling prince over your family, because some of these things, when we talk about it, some people just think, I am telling you why you can be treating malaria and you are not getting well. Huh? The thing is beyond chloroquine. You need injection. When you are dealing with principalities, you are not dealing with a local demon. Do you know that if your family decides today that you will serve God and you covenant? Oh, there was a family in the scriptures, the patriarch in that family made his children covenant that they will not drink wine. Rechabite. Then I think it was Jeremiah, was it Ezekiel? Jeremiah. He went to them and gave, God said, you should go and give them wine. That thus hear the Lord, hey, drink. They said, even if God sent you, will not drink. You know, some people said it was the man of God. He came by the Spirit and said, the Lord said we should drink. Hallelujah. The man has been, that brother has been waiting to drink. He was just waiting for his time. So when the prophet came and said, Asebala, Yakada, said, drink. Hallelujah. So men of God. Oh yeah. See why I know. This one is from fresh from the farm. This one is whiskey. This one. They drank. Say, hallelujah. They fell down. They will start rolling and say, when he said, but you don't. He said, it was the prophet, the man of God from Maryland. They said, we're not listening. And God used them as a proverb to Israel. He said, look at these people. Their fathers told them. Their father is dead. Their forefathers are dead. Yet they know that to be in this family, you must not touch drink. But you, every wind of doctrine. The thing about principalities is that they are meant to control territories. They are principals. Territories. And they are so strong. Some of them are extremely strong. They can resist, I mean the evil ones now, heavenly creatures. If not for Daniel, we would never have known. Prophet Daniel, we would never have known that it was possible for a satanic prince to resist an angelic. Gabriel. You all know Gabriel, right? Gabriel is an archangel. But the prince over Persia told him, you don't have visa. You cannot enter. You don't have visa. In fact, if you have visa, I revoke it. The scripture says the earth is the Lord. But this particular region you came to in the earth is for me. So, why would a territory that belongs to the Lord be controlled by a demon or by a fallen angel? Sin. Covenant. Occultic practices. The moment you begin to participate in homosexuality and all those things, you have not only handed over your soul, you have handed over the territory. So please understand the nature of the both of principalities. Both the good and the bad ones have the same assignment. They man territories. Do you know that you can start a walk with God, that your life now becomes so significant to God that God has to apportion not just one angel, angels to move into your territory? That means your house now becomes a military zone in the realm of the spirit. If you don't understand this doctrine I'm sharing with you, you will not know why Satan is so strong. In Igbo language, there is something, and a being that is referred to as Ekwesu. Abi? Ekwesu. Right? Do you know what Ekwesu means? No. Do you know what that... my Igbo people, do you know Ekwesu? Let me tell you one of the meanings of that name. It means if we don't agree, we won't act. Ekwesu. If we agree, we will act. If you permit, I will move. And that is so significant because it's typical of Satan in the Bible. The scripture says, do not give any place to Satan. Which means, if you give him permission, he will take the place. And the reason why you cannot cast him out is because you gave him the place. And there is one thing Satan always does. The moment you give him a foothold, he will start to perpetuate himself. Begin to look for avenues to make it difficult for him to live. Because Jesus, our Lord, told us that evil spirits are always seeking for what? Places to dwell. And they prefer human beings. You think your body is just for shawarma and all these things. Your body is a temple for spirits. So they love the idea of being able to find accommodation. Jesus went to the graveyard to deliver a man that was possessed by demons. That man was so powerful that even when they tried to chain him, what does he do? He breaks it off and he attacks people. This man has so many spirits living in him. Do you remember that man? You know him, Abby? I hope he's not your friend. When Jesus went to this man, he found him naked. And Jesus casted out the spirit. And the spirit, you know those spirits, their temperature is very, their constitution is very high. So their temperature is above our normal body temperature, you know. The scripture says when the spirits went into the swine, they ran mad and they died. They ran into the... So you know what that man was dealing with all these years? That he was using Ogba Agba, using wisdom to coordinate. Eh? The guy was not okay. He was being inhabited by spirits too strong for him. This man, the scripture said he was naked. He lived in a graveyard among the dead. The moment Jesus cast out those spirits, the next moment he walked loose. Are you following me? You see this thing about wanting to be unclad is the sign of demon possession. Not just that you do it, you love it. The moment Jesus cast out that spirit, the man, not a woman, no, a man, he wore clothes. The people are now surprised that he wore clothes. So the Bible says he was in his right mind, which means all the time he was walking about naked, he was not in his right mind. It doesn't matter the technology, it doesn't matter the civilization. A clear sign that you are inhabited by demons to a degree is if you love to be unclad. Even if you like, cut the cloth, and then you tell the person, cut it this way and cut it this way, it is still a sign. Yes. You may not know, but today is your day of deliverance. Before, now it was here. Now it's here. Now it's here. It is not the Holy Spirit that is making you act like this. I'm just telling you that you may not know that you are a victim of principalities. There are spirits in the air. All they needed was they pushed Kardashian out. She started it. They pushed Nicki Minaj. They started it. As you kept watching, the thing was spreading. It was spreading. No, Nigerians could not do it because people would talk to you. My mommy, but later people started getting bored. Why should I have to use the fruit of the Holy Spirit when it has to do with you? Why can't I just be a normal person? Every time I see you, I have to be like, oh, be a Christian. Why? And it's not only women, no. It's not only women. Don't be deceived. The signs are always there. Before now, nobody would stand up in a place like Nigeria and just decide to be unclad. Something happened. We opened the door for Satan to come in. All of a sudden now, if you are not even dressing like that, you are now looking like you are from the past. You are looking old. It is a doctrine. It is a teaching. You have received a teaching. You have received something. You didn't know when you received it. But all I know is that when Jesus casted out that devil, the man walked close. Think about it. Before you come for me, read that Bible passage. When Adam and Eve fell from sin, the first thing God did was to offer a sacrifice, and he clothed them. Because they were already exposed. Spiritually, physically, they were exposed. Think about it. Don't be deceived. I told you that social media is a recruiting point for either God or Satan. And I can tell you it's not God most of the time. Ephesians chapter 6 verse 12. Say, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against what? So it means if you are running a business, before you begin to make noise about what you are selling, take out the principalities. You will run at a loss. They know who you serve. They know you serve God. Have you seen what it takes to fight to get certain things others were getting easily?
Yes.
They know you. They know that you represent God. They know that a promotion for you is a problem for the kingdom of darkness. They know. You are the one who has failed to see the connection. They know that all they need to do is to put a bottle of Gouda in front of you. That as long as you keep drinking, you will never amount to anything, no matter your prophecy. They know. I went for one meeting. Dion Lucio, with Gouda. It was the reception. With good, how you start your journey matter. It was Dion Lucio with big belly, with pandemic. At the reception. Where the reception? People are like, Olusha, Olusha. The man is possessed. He doesn't even know that he has been taken. Bible says, I have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of unrighteousness. Say, but deny them. Expose them. Principalities. Oh, let me give you a very good example for principalities. Are you with me? Assuming you are going to travel. Are you blessed? And then you have to quickly have some breakfast before rushing to the airport. You are traveling for 2 weeks. Huh? My sister, are you with me? Be enjoying me, oh. Like the way Yibo people enjoy tea. Just be enjoying me. It's better to say it in Yoruba, but you know, we have Americans watching us. And I told myself, I said this message, my face will be strong. So that, so I'll say what I want to say, then damn the consequences. I'll beg later. What people do today is to misbehave, then do video later saying they are sorry. But you will first say what you want to say, and do what you want to do. That is MTN slogan for us. Say what you want to say, do what. That's how till all of us body are sinking. If you are on your way out of the country, sir, then you add some bread and beans. Huh? You are rushing to the airport, but you love beans. All right? I have never been a beans fan until I married my wife. My wife talks about beans like it's something. Like it's actually something. I'm like, like out of respect, I say, oh, okay. But like, what's the big deal about beans? Omo, 50. Now beans are the chop. Say, do you have beans? Do you have beans and bread? Okay, beans I have. Beans and planted. Yeah, that's, I'm the one asking now. So after your early morning delicacy, beans, you did not finish it, so you left it on the table, on your dining. The remaining bread, you left it. The remaining tea, you left it. The food that you also ate the night before, you did not have time to clean up, so the kitchen was dirty. I will call Amaka, she'll come and help me clean when I travel. You did not remember. You now came back. You were supposed to be back in a week. Something happened at the office. You had to stay back for 3 weeks. By the time you got back, you opened the door. You know, the stench. Hallelujah. The stench is the first thing that will work. Oh, man of God, you are welcome. We try to take care of the house. When you perceive the odociferous anointing from the door, you know, even you yourself from the door, you'll be like, Amaka didn't, I did not call Amaka. It's a lie, you're a dirty person. Let's now assume, say, where's my air freshener? Yeah. You run to your bedroom, pick your air freshener. It releases a temporary solution. Wow, where are my bags? Move to your room. In about 30 minutes, you suddenly realize that it's like this place is not looking good. Actually, there were rats. You saw rats coming to appreciate the Lord for what he has provided. They've never had it this good. Now they are here now. They are here. Now you saw the rats. What else do we see? Cockroaches. We see roaches. What else? What else likes that kind of environment? House flies. Thank you. Now, do you know what many of us do? We find these kind of problems. We now go on 3 days fasting. Because there's something in the house that will not let you stay there. You do not understand the law of principalities. That principalities cannot stay in a place without a cause. No matter how well intentioned, they cannot stay in your space if there is no reason. Somebody gave them permission. Ekwesu, what did I say was Ekwesu? If there is no agreement, we cannot act. That is the word for Satan in the Igbo language. One of the words. But imagine that you had gotten to the house and you saw the manifestation of your carelessness. You now decided to go to the dining. You didn't worry about the rats. Packed the leftover food. Trashed it properly. Swept. You see, the flies follow what you left on the table. Let's assume you left sugar, spilled sugar on the table or on the floor. What will you find there? Ants. Binding and losing those ants is not the solution. Clean the space. The ants will what? Find their way. They know how they came in. They will go. This is a golden rule when dealing with what? Principalities. If the house is polluted, if the house is dirty, prayer cannot fix it. They will resist you. Can I give you another good example? Oh, let me add one very quickly before I jump. Oh, thank you. So you have to deal with the issue of cleanliness. Now, let me also tell you that what you may need to clean out may not be your sins. It may not be your error. It may be the error of your forefathers. Your forefathers danced before shrines. They danced before altars. They did things that they felt was beneficial to them, but Satan has come to collect. Are you with me? You've gone home. So when you want to pray those kind of prayers, you do what we call Daniel's prayer. Daniel said, I confess my sins and the sins of my nation. You will have to stand as an intercessor to repent and acknowledge that when your forefathers sinned, when they danced before that shrine and named, took, some of them even took up names that were symbolic of a particular deity, that it was you who did it. Oh, have I lost you? Because you are of the same bloodline. In the spiritual, nobody recognizes faces. They recognize bloodline. When David was going to fight against Goliath, the first question Saul asked, say, whose son is he? Is he from a family of warriors? This one cannot fight. Put my armor on him. He cannot walk. And you need to, if you don't understand this, the makeup of the spiritual realm, you will not know why. You will be angry at God and say, Father, I pray. Not, you don't understand. Prayer belongs to priesthood. Prayer is an activity of priesthood. It's not what anybody can just do. You can pray small little prayers here and there, but you want to engage with powers and principalities, the only way is priesthood. When you see me, even online, we come and someone say, Pastor, just singing. There's no instrument. You hear that my crooked voice on Friday. You see, don't be a child. There is a way to approach spirits. What we were taught when we are in primary school in those days, that this is how to pray. You first thank God, right? That's what they taught us in CRS. You have to appreciate God. Even our parents sometimes taught us during family devotion that come first, you praise Him, you dance, before you bring your request. You thought it was a neophyte speaking. That is the way of spirits. That is the way God wants to be approached. And God doesn't want you to be reckless, to think that you can be careless around Him. He said, come boldly. He didn't say, come recklessly. He said, come boldly, not recklessly. Come boldly. Don't come. In other words, you must know the way of the altar. You must know the way of the presence of God. You must know how He wants to be approached. You cannot determine how to approach Him. You're too small for that. Your voice should not be strange in the realm of the Spirit. Do you know that every time there's a change of government, there's also a change of principality on earth? If you look at our government in Nigeria, oh, my time is, let me, Oh, no time, no time. All right. Have you noticed that the moment a new president comes in, different types of things start happening? It's the principality. It's not just the person. The lifestyle of that person will attract a kind of principality. The issue of corruption in Nigeria, no legislation can fix it. It is priesthood. You may not want to steal, but when you get there, do you know how many people were in those days in NIFES that we knew came out from NIFES as a fellowship on campus and rose to the top? Some of them became senate president. I will not mention it. Some of them became secretary to the federal government, to the government of federation. And we didn't see their brake light again. They were no longer part of us. But they used to be in the fellowship. Some of them were escorts. They were leaders in the fellowship. Then we say, okay, go and represent us. They forgot. Do you know that before the... Do you know about the Medes and the Persians in Babylon when Daniel was there? They were the ones who overthrew the Babylonians and took over, right? When Daniel had that vision in chapter 9 of Daniel and chapter 10, the principality that he saw that resisted Gabriel, what did the principality call his name? Prince of what? Persia. It was no longer the prince of Babylon. It was no longer what was there before. You are a child to think that everything that happens here started here. The earth is a consequence of whatever has happened in the spiritual realm. If you want it, get it there. If you want it, go there and get it. If you wait for it here, you'll be late. Don't be a child. The moment Daniel did not even know, he stumbled on this truth by mistake. It was a spirit called the Prince of Persia. In the spiritual realm, that prince was the one ruling the kingdom on earth. But they put a figure there, a king that everybody sees physically. But that king is only representative, even if he doesn't know it. That king on earth is only a mirror for the spirit to exercise his authority here, even if that king doesn't know it. One man rode on the wings of the church and became president in a country. Then they pursued him. Then they brought him back. Now he's looking. He fights everybody. He threatens everybody. He shouts and shouts. Sir, he's a victim of spirits. Look into that man's eyes. He's not normal. I love him. I voted for him. Even though my vote did not count, I voted for him. But I can tell you that the man is a victim of spirits. The government of the United States is too important to be left in the hands of a normal man. Spirits must sit over it. And if you are porous, if you don't belong, if you are not a child of covenant, you will fall. You will sleep. Wake up behind the name of the prince of that country. Just look for fight, 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 everywhere. Fight, fight. He thinks he's normal. But we have seen that he has become a victim of princes, of principalities. Anytime that the priest dies or there's a change of testament, there of necessity must also be a change of priesthood. Before Jesus came, we had the Levitical priesthood. When Jesus came and died, he changed it to what? The Melchizedek priesthood. So with the Levitical order, you cannot shift principalities. But with Melchizedek, you can shift principalities. But to understand Melchizedek, you must go back to Levitical to understand how sacrifices are being offered to a deity. We'll continue in the second service. Are you blessed this morning? So I want you to begin to think and understand what you are dealing with. Don't pray and bind any principality. Find the law that binds that spirit. Remove it. That law that says people will not live long in that family. Oh, really? Where did it start from? Oh, our fathers used to be worshippers of a deity. Is that so? Oh, you now notice that many of your uncles, 45, 50, 52, that's how they were dying. Okay, you can point to two or three people like that. Oh, okay. There is a law that has demanded for blood. when you get to a certain age, there is a law that takes away men in their prime in this family. There is a law that no matter what you achieve, when you hit 55, you start coming down. You have seen it in 1, 2, 3 people. Don't gamble and hide your head in the sand. That law was activated because somebody gave himself to a deity. If you are the son, the first son in that house, then you must present yourself to a deity so that your younger ones can be free. Are you with me? And if you happen to be a lady, but you have found this knowledge, then you must enter into a place and say, Lord, peradventure, can I stand and release my younger ones? Then like Theophilus Sunday, you can say, I belong to a deity. I belong to a deity. So come and possess me, because I am the first. You know, the word principality means first. It means origin. So if you are the first, or you represent the first, you present yourself, God takes over your body and your soul. He now establishes his government in your home. He now begins to work. Begin to work. You will now find that maybe initially you are the only one who was born again in your family. Bam! Your sister will get born again. Boom! You will hear that the other one in Abuja is now born again. Boom! You will start seeing that it's like the Lord is working. Are you with me? Because there is now government. There is now a government in your family, represented by you. And let me tell you, whether you know it or not, the king in you will find his way. The same way the king of Media of the Persians, he will sit on his throne thinking he was king. But there was a prince in the realm of spirit that Daniel had to contend with. And that was where Daniel knew that even that kingdom will fall. It will fall. Give yourself over to a deity. Give yourself over to God. If we do not agree, we cannot act. Any, we give me your desire. Any, we give me all my desires. And we give me all my desires. Listen, for 2 minutes, I want us to stand before the Lord. And we are going to consecrate ourselves. Because this is the beginning of a family deliverance. Your inheritance will be put in your hands once the Lord can claim you. Kalamaraketo sotala. Shabalada sotefereketa sebalada se. And he will give me all my desire.